Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, praise the Lord. Amen. This is the Spirit of Truth broadcasting. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with you again after such a long time. Amen. Praise God. But sometime we need to spend some quality time with God in other areas of our lives. Amen. Praise God. And it's most important for us to spend time with Him, despite of whether we're on the radio or in the churches or in our homes or wherever we might be. We need to keep that connection. There's a song that says, stay connected to God. And I don't care what you do in life, if you don't stay connected to Him, you're going to connect somewhere else, and most of the times the devil will have complete control of your life because he's not one that that's like Jesus where you can sit down a few minutes, amen, praise God, and Jesus will give you rest. But Satan will torment you, he will try you, he will persecute you, he will steal, and he'll end up killing you and destroying everything that you have built up. And so it's good to stay connected to God. Amen. Praise God. And we are still on the series of Psalms. It's so important. David was a prime example of his modern-day suffering. All the things that he had gone through in life with his family and friends, being made king and King Saul pursuing behind him, and not the actual watching of his best friend Jonathan's death, but knowing that Jonathan was died, that was tremendous. And all the conquests he made and all the errors that he made in trying to reach his goal as far as what God had purposed in his life. And we as the body of Christ, there's a goal that we have to make, and a lot of us are going to go through hell to get there. But the best thing about it is to stay with Jesus despite of what you go through. Some of us are going to see loved ones die. Some of us are going to go through so much persecution in the churches, and the churches rejecting you and friendships turning their back on you, even though you can prove your justice and justify yourself, amen, in all given situations. So many things can come before you. Watching your children die, or your children watching you die, and you not finish your course, or finishing your course and God call you on home. But it's so much that you go through in the spans of your lifetime. But we must bear this cross. Satan is the most evil, diabolical evil that has ever been presented to mankind. And I'm quite sure if Adam would have known what would entail us, he wouldn't have never did what he did, because he could have stopped it. But he went on and pursued, followed right behind Eve. And it caused death to reign over all mankind. And God told Jesus to literally say, the last thing that he would destroy is death. And the Bible tells, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? There is a victory to be won, and it's in Christ Jesus. And that's what keeps me going on. I've been through hell. I've seen hell. I've been inside of hell. I've just seen the corridors, the different levels, the different way that demons oppress you, and so much, so much. And if it wasn't for God, if it wasn't for the Holy Ghost, I don't know where I would be. I walk basically with people, but I walk alone. And I keep myself in that area because I want to stay fresh, refreshed, for God. Because I'm telling you, when it all boiled down to it, ain't nobody, everybody going to walk away. Mama, friends, everybody going to walk away. But God ain't going to never leave you nor forsake you. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for this day. And I know it's another day's journey, and I'm glad about it. I thank you. I thank you. I praise you. I give you glory. All the honor and all the praise, amen, for what you're doing and what you're about to do. Now we need to lift up holy hands and thank you. Because, Lord God, we know that the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but them that endure to the end. Give us that enduring strength. Give us that hope that surpasses all understanding. Give us that overcoming faith, that faith that lets us know at every given time, I don't care what situation we're in, Father God, you're going to bring us out of it. It's just how we deal with it, how we manage ourselves, how we deal with the issues, and how we take on what kind of attitude in the midst of it. We can't blame you, God, for what Adam did. And we certainly can't blame you for what Satan did. But we can stand close, trusting in you to see us through. Thank you, Father God. My last teaching was on Psalms, amen, 7. Praise God. And I had really, you know, gotten all the way through it, and I was just excited about it. I think on one session of it, I had gotten sick, and I was kind of weak in my body. But through it all, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So I'm excited. And in this segment of Psalms, we were talking about in chapter 7 where it connects with 2 Samuel chapter 20, the insurrection. The Benjamite had made insurrection against King David, and he had rebelled against him. Then you look at it again where Absalom had rebelled earlier, and it worried David on those occasions. And he fled for his life instead of fighting against his son because he knew that it was Satan that was causing this evil. Don't you know a lot of them have literally killed our own children out? We have hurt them and destroyed them because we put the blame on them and we began to act crazy and think all kind of evil thoughts. And don't you know once you start thinking those evil thoughts, they begin to come to life. They begin to manifest in the earth realm, not for the benefit of the child that you have carried in your belly for 9 months and not for the benefit of yourself, because surely if you would bring it to mind, the thoughts that you were thinking, they were the ones that helped kill your own children and your own husband. That's why it's good to stay quiet. That's why God tells us, and I'm paraphrasing, to think upon these things when you're going through. When you're going through, you don't need no disturbance in your mind. And you got to think upon things that are good, that are lovely, that are pleasant, that are peaceful. I'm just paraphrasing. I have to get the scripture to tell you exactly the words in the correct manner. But you need to think upon these things. When you're going through, you need to begin to praise and worship God and bless him and speak thanksgiving and all that you're going through, because Paul said, whatever state I'm in, you know, I've learned to be content. And when he said it, he's literally saying, I've learned how to discipline myself so that I won't overthink myself, override the will of God, and cause the chaos, amen, and cause it to be more worse than what it is. Your sons and your daughters are not the ones that's out there prostituting and being a whore and being a drug addict and being all that kind of stuff. But it's the demon that's causing them to do these things. If they could set themselves free, they would do it. It's many times your husband, you know, if he could set himself free from what he's doing, he'd do it. But it's you and how you react to the thing. how you control yourself that brings in the victory. It brings in the victory. If David had done a lot of stuff and rebelled and did a lot of stuff, for instance, with Saul, if he would have went on and pursued Saul, Saul was God's anointed. He would have went on and pursued Saul. He could have killed Saul out, and he could do the many things. I'm quite sure God would have questioned him and said, David, why did you do that? Why didn't you wait till I did what was needed in order to get rid of your enemy? I have seen myself on many occasions, amen, praise God, where the enemy was just overwhelmingly trying to take over my life. People were just doing so much wickedness to me. God told me one time, he said, the enemy you see, you shall see no more. On an occasion where this man had tried to, literally, he was going to kill me and throw me in the river. That was his plan. His family thought I had money because I worked at ExxonMobil, but I had nothing but the faith of God, praise God. So they used witchcraft on me, and I ended up up under that spell and ended up marrying him, and I became a victim. Amen, praise God. But one night, God came into my life, and it was not too soon. Amen, praise God. That night, he had came to my house. We didn't even live together. Amen, praise God. And he came to my house, and he was getting ready to kill me that night. And he was going to kill my oldest son first. And my baby he liked, but he just went in there to check on my baby. And so he came on back in the bedroom, and he began to fight me. And I had a knife at my side, but I could never get to it enough, I guess out of fear that if I would have pulled it out, he would have killed me in that instance, you know, overpowered me. So fear came in. But before that night came, the night before, there was legions of angels that was mounting up in one of my bedrooms. And as I laid there, and he was hitting me blow for blow, all in my stomach and in my face. I didn't feel anything. And all of a sudden, he told me, he said, you better get your men's off of me. I said to myself, and I said out loud, I said, what men? He said, you got your men's, and they holding me. They you better get them off of me. Better get them off me. The angels had took and began to hold him and kept him from destroying me. God told me, he said, this is wisdom. Lay down in that bed until daybreak. And while he's getting, you know, into deep sleep. And he said, get up out of that house, get your baby, and go over to your mama's and call the police. I got out of that house, didn't call the police. My daddy took and went around there and told that man, Barbara has gone through enough. You better not put your hands on her. You better get out of her house and stuff. And, honey, I mean, that man flee for his life. Amen, praise God. And about 5 months later, the man was in prison. Amen, he had gone back to prison. He stayed in there 5 years, and he came out, and he was at a club, and something had happened that night. I had to take my mom to the hospital. When I got back, I seen something down at that club, and I was thinking, worried about my two sons. Went on and got in the bed and literally talked and prayed to God because I had seen him earlier, and he wanted to talk to me. And I said, Lord, I didn't even know the man. I said, who are you? Got to praying and told God about it. God said, the enemy you see, you shall see no more. That morning, people began to call me and tell me, you know, such and such a person is dead. I say, oh, yeah. I say, oh, who killed them? The police? God had already told me the police had killed him. They say, yeah, that the police had killed that man. And so I say that not because I wanted his death, but at the same time, the Bible said, touch not my anointed, nor do my prophets any harm. You fool with God's people, God will take care of you. I don't care how he move them out of the way. He'll move them out of the way. So David, he didn't touch Saul, but Jonathan became his best friend. And when Saul became rebellious and would not obey the will of God, I'm going to tell you, saints, it's important. When God tell you to do something, do it. I'll figure out a way, find out a way, by faith, step out there and do exactly what he said do. Because if you don't, it causes a havoc on your whole household. Not only did Saul die, but his whole household died, but one child, Mephibosheth, and then that was Jonathan's son that was spared. You know, his legs got broken by when his nurse was trying to run, amen, and they fell. But because of that, the whole household went to hell. Now, I don't know where Adam and Eve is today, but this one thing for sure I know, that if they had obeyed, we wouldn't have gone through this. We wouldn't have had to go through this here evil stuff that Satan has done. He is a thief. He come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. He will steal your personal belongings. He will steal your finances. He will steal your joy. He will steal your peace. He will steal your hope, make you feel like it's hopeless. And he will kill you, and he will destroy you. One of the things that he hit the Christians hard is in the finances. And if you look in the realm, if you weak, he'll steal, because he comes in and he beguiles and he seduces. That's why you can say, you know, a lot of people say, I don't understand why I can't get ahead. There's something always there to block it, or something, a people or something. Well, if you look in the realm, you'll see Satan coming to you in visions and in dreams, and literally talking you out of what your blessings are. He'll steal your blessings. He'll have you giving him checks or money, and all of a sudden, that is, you ain't got no money. Well, you done turned it over into his hands. These things are real. So what David did, praise God, he went on and he began to write a Psalms. And he began to talk to God, amen, praise God, and saying to God over the things that he was going through because they had become unbearable. Amen, praise God. What can he do? How can he correct it? What's going on? Why is this always happening to me? Why can't I get a release? I'm doing God's will. What is going on? In the realm, the devil. In the realm, the spirit. Amen. Praise God. The demons are there to kill, steal, and destroy. Steal, kill, and destroy, whatever area, where you want to put it in. But they are there fooling with your spirit, taking from you what God has given. A lot of you have gone and been obedient, and right at the cusp of your blessings, after all that you have been obedient to God in, all of a sudden the enemy come back in, knock you back down, and cause you to lose that blessing. The lack of faith is one way of doing it. But the enemy will cause you to lose that blessing, and then you'll be wondering, what happened? Why was this here? I did everything that God say. I have obeyed him to the letter. Why is this going on in my life? So we have to press in. We have to fight. We have to resist the enemy. We have to literally put him in his place. I don't care how many times he hits you. I don't care how many times he come back and try to hit you again. Don't lose hope. Certainly don't lose your faith and belief in what God can do, because God can work the miraculous. Amen. There is nothing impossible for him. When I tell you it's nothing, there is nothing impossible for him. And don't lose your stamina. Don't lose your confidence, because you're going to need it, amen, when the enemy hits you or steal from you again or do anything to you or cause anything, you're going to need that stamina to get back up again. What is that Donna McClurkin said? We fall down, but we get back up. You get back up again. you get back up again. I don't care what you, if you, you hit rock bottom, you start back using drugs, you start prostituting, you start having problems with your husband, and you fall down, you get back up again and make it work. Keep on getting back up and make it work. Because there's a point in time that after you've resisted that devil so much, that devil is going to flee. He's going to flee because he's not going to have nothing to stand on. He done did everything that he can do. But then you got to understand also that God is there. And when I tell you he going to walk you through the valley of shadow of death, David said it in 23rd chapter, son. Amen. All from sons all the way one thing he said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Don't let these demons talk to you. No, you can't see them. Those, that's given to those that have the spiritual eye, those that are seers. I'm a seer. I can see. Demons talk, and they talk to you. I've heard conversations with them. But I listen to the conversation of God because God's conversation is going to outweigh Satan every time. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, another they will not follow. If you get to listening to other voices and they become deceptive, amen, praise God, Jesus will bring you right back up under that voice. They'll come in talking just like they God, just like they, amen, praise God. They are the sovereign God, amen, praise God. And you won't recognize, don't understand it, being as chaos, that's confusion. Just like, oh, my God, oh, Jesus. But this one thing I can say, amen, praise God. Just like, praise God, hallelujah, on the day of Pentecost, if you pick up them tongues, if you pick up that praise, if you pick up that worship, if you pick up that love, amen, it's going to cover, it's going to destroy, it's going to tear down everything that Satan has tried to do. He don't want just you, he wants your whole household. He want to kill you. He don't care. He's merciless. He's evil. He's deceptive. Oh my God! There's so much, but David was writing these songs because he was going through. But also he kept a praise. Also he kept a worship. Also he kept a passion for the Lord, despite of what the enemy was doing. He had suffered at one time. Amen. Praise God. We have called it financial bankruptcy. Amen, praise God, where he was running from Saul. Amen, and his men didn't have no money, no food. They either went to the priest and ate the shewbread. He didn't have no finances, no sheep, no cattle to follow him. Back then, the greatest wealth was cattle, and what you own, you know, your possessions was wealth back then. And, my God, he went to one of his wives, I think it was Abigail, and she had to get the sheep and the oxen and all of that prepared to go out and meet David because of her husband. I can't think of his name right now. Praise God. And she had to present, amen, that blessing to him so that David and his followers wouldn't perish. They were financially bankrupt. They couldn't take care of themselves nor their families. So David went through many struggles. We go through struggles and we begin to complain and talk about God and get upset with God and get mad at God. Well, you're pointing the finger at the wrong person. God said, I own a cattle of 1,000 his. And anything you want is yours. John 14 13 and 14 say, if you ask anything in Jesus' name, that he would do. So when you're going through, stop pointing the finger at God and start fighting the devil. Resist him, fight him, speak the word, because the word is the greatest entity. Amen. Praise God. The Holy Spirit is the greatest entity. Jesus Christ and God is the greatest entity in this earth realm. Praise God. Satan is literally here illegal, and he has no permission, not unless you give him permission. he'll come and he'll beg, you know, just like a little dog asking for a bone. He'll just come and he'll just hang around you. He'll hang around you until you give him what he wants. Don't give him what he wants. Amen. Praise God. So you're going to have to, amen, fight the good fight of faith. And then faith is an action word. It works for you. As soon as you begin to believe in God, it begins to work for you. Amen. Praise God. But you can't put in no kind of doubt, no fears, nothing in there. You can't allow it to come in. I don't care how hard it gets, because before you even bless, you're going to go through sufferings like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Daniel, and the lion, then Abraham, Isaac. Amen. Praise God. All of those various, amen, great men and the women of God as well, they went through something in order to carry this gospel, to carry the word. The word is important, saints. Pick up that Bible every day. I don't care if you don't read the one chapter. You read it until you start increasing. When you're upset, when you're worried, don't point your finger and put the blame on the family members. Put the blame on the devil, the one that's causing it, because they cannot control what they don't understand. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So David went through stuff. Went through losing a child because of sin. He went through, my God, so many things. The people that were up under him, he had to always watch his back from being killed, even with his meals, the preparation of his meals. Amen. Praise God. Those that did it had to eat the food before he would eat it in order to keep him from being destroyed. Daughter raped by the son, incest, all of these old filthy things and unrighteous acts that Satan caused mankind to do. Yes, Satan caused them to do it. Oh, if you could see what I see in the realm. And then not only on top of that, after he had went through what you call financial problems, children's gone astray, so many other things that happened. At the last end of his life, he died of a venereal disease. That means Satan touched the mental, he touched the physical, he touched the body, he touched everything he could touch in order to destroy David, to overthrow the will of God. There are ministers today that have gone through suffering. They have gone through their physical bodies being made sick, strokes, AIDS have hit them, homosexuality has hit them, all kind of attacks of the enemy has hit them. And all God want to do is clean them up, heal them, get them delivered, and let them do the will. A lot of us die before our time. A lot of us die before our time. There are stages and dimensions of satanic attacks. There are dimensions, amen, where Satan will say, well, I done tried this here, and then let me go to the next level. Let me cause this man to lose his wife, the wife to get separated. So it's always something that we're going to face as long as we, you know, are in this earth. But at the same time, God can deliver you. He can keep you. He can help you walk through this stuff. Amen. He can maintain a balanced life. Amen. For you that you can, so that you can do your ministry. He can do everything but fail. I've tried him. Like I say, I went through with marriage, through various other things, and the last attack, the greatest attack Satan has tried to put on me is sickness in my body. I said, Lord, have mercy. I said, I'm doing my ministry, trying to do everything. Damn, he's trying to make me have sugar diabetes. I don't believe it. I don't believe nothing that he's put on me, because I trust God. Even though I feel the symptoms, even though I go through from day to night, I trust God. What are you going to do? Be like David. Be like others. Or are you going to let this enemy destroy you? You're going to have to fight for your life. Have a wonderful day. I will get back with you on Psalms 7. We're going to finish this out on next week. Praise God. I'm excited. And have a wonderful week. I'll be back on, I think it's Wednesday at 5:30. I changed my time for to try to get to more listeners or more people that would be interested in the Word, because the Word is what saves. God bless you.
The cross, Lord.